Welcome to Two Peas in a Ball. How are you? This is our first time that we're putting this on YouTube as well. Welcome to my channel. It's absolutely taken over the world. Welcome to my channel.
That's it.
Do you want to know how many views I've had?
None.
68.
Have you?
Yeah.
Who? Mum, Dad.
Mum, Dad, and Jamie. And then Jamie, I've given them different accounts to log in and
log
out.
Log in.
But the podcast, I have to say, for this season, can't believe we're just coming up to the end of the season now, has been brilliant. Thank you so much for everyone who just loves the podcast. You know, I was at Katie's game, Kate McCabe's Arsenal game against Arusha Littlejohn's Aston Villa game at the weekend, and the amount of people, fans there, were like, love the podcast.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's great. I'm really glad that we're touching the fans in places that might not be easy to touch or reach. Sorry, it's Friday night. It's been a long week. And this is a production like no other as well. We're recording the podcast and then we're going to put it as well on YouTube as well. Our first one yet, which I'm told is the way to go. People are saying get on YouTube.
Yeah, the only reason I'm actually doing this and letting it be recorded is because we might actually get a quid or two.
We've got a lot of work to do before you get a quid or two, though. Yeah. It's not like you just jump on YouTube and get cash.
It's not a quick fix.
It's not going to pay your mortgage.
We'll get there. You never know, one day.
We're looking ahead to the last day of the season. The first, in terms of the WSL's relaunch, shall we say, with Sky and BBC having the rights. And I keep going back to it, but it's come a long way in such a short space of time, as in this year and this year alone. And I'm buzzing for next season and what players are going to come in and, you know, the money that's going to come in as well. Mummy's excited.
I just seen on Twitter, just a few of the girls had like retweeted it or whatever, if it was Instagram, whatever. And it was about the viewings.
30 million?
Yeah. I don't know if that was just like in general or was that women's sport? I think it was
women's sport. It was
which
women's
is still amazing.
Rugby,
there was a high percentage for the WSL.
Ah.
Something like 58%.
Wow.
Maybe I made that up. I did see it somewhere. I'm going to get better next season with stats and facts. I've been seeing it. But I just need a break and I'll come back and I'll be stat queen. But yeah,
the
that's
reason I've got her here is to bring analysis, talk to me about not looks, because we all know I'm the better looking twin.
Look, I've not even got any makeup on and I look glorious. Sorry.
Well,
sorry.
You'd still have your makeup on and I'd still look better.
Well,
as you were. Okay. I'm stunning. Sorry, we move on. what were we talking about? Oh yeah.
Yeah, just the game and how it's...
No, you have to bring stats moving forward.
Right, okay.
And that's absolutely fine. But we are going to preview this weekend, the final weekend of the season. I cannot wait for what's to come.
Mm-hmm.
Because just in a nutshell, you've got Chelsea top of the table, Arsenal a point behind. Chelsea are taking on Manchester United, who are currently sitting in third place, who have to win to make Champions League football.
Mm-hmm. So what, Man City are sitting in third? United are fourth.
No, United are in third. Oh, yeah,
Man City are.
But if Manchester United win, they take Champions League football. If they beat Chelsea.
No, if.
And Chelsea
don't win.
Points.
You've really made a dog bollocks, Kaz. City are currently in... City are in third.
We're looking at the table right now. Oh, yeah, you're right about that. 2 points. So there's no way Manchester United can make Champions League football. They can if City lose.
That's
even more exciting. It's like someone planned this. It's like someone planned this completely. And all the games are happening at the same time.
Season, they have to do that. They always do that.
Mummy's excited.
Yeah. I mean, it could be... This Champions League slot could be more exciting. But you know what? It's the old Aston Villa. Did kind of ruin it for them there.
Well,
two weeks back, if they didn't draw and they won, it was going to be really, that was going to be interesting.
Do you know anyone who plays for Aston Villa?
Yeah, a couple of buds and all that, man. But it is exciting. Going back to the first and second spot, though, I've been saying it for a wee while now, I will eat your cat's dinner if Chelsea...
Drop points
and don't win the league. But imagine, do you know what? But right now, I just think Chelsea now deserve it. They've been ruthless. They've been winning games in the last minute. They've been down to 10 players winning games from like the 20th minute in the game. They've had players sitting off. Like, that's mental. it just shows their mentality right now. I think they're a different breed. But it's so weird because me and a few of the girls were speaking about this, and we'd rather play Chelsea than play Arsenal or Man City. But I know that doesn't make any sense, but it's like when you're playing the two, they make it hell. Like, you don't touch the ball and you can't get near them. They're just popping you, and it's like women against girls, like, literally. But when you play Chelsea,
they give you an inch.
They don't give you an inch because they're unreal. But Emma Hayes, I think, just has them right now. Like, it's, she just plays to win. So they don't need to pass you to death. But maybe they've got a few players that can just, like, do something magical here and there. And I think she's okay with that, as long as they're, like, they're sitting top of the league. It's in their hands. So at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter how they've got there or what they've done. She just wants a trophy at the end of the day.
Who would you say out of the, let's be realistic, with the top four currently, who's got the strongest squad in your opinion?
Well, it's Chelsea, then. It has to be Chelsea.
I'd say it's Manchester City.
No, they are frightening too, but...
I think Manchester City's starting 11 and bench is unbelievable. And see the firing power? Like, look at the goal difference as well for Manchester City. You know, and that's only the second half of the season.
Mm-hmm.
The first half of the season was so bad. But what they've been able to do...
I get that, but then they win games now, but they're in that position now because how their season went. Nobody's seen that happening in a million years, but it did. But it's great. I'm happy they're back where they are because they're such a good team. They're such a good squad. They're quality. So I'm happy they're back. But they'll be happy they finished third and they're in the Champions League running now. Like,
is it true they're losing a lot of players this summer?
You hear rumours, but
what rumors?
You won't know until it happens.
What rumours?
I think there's a few of them might be leaving, but I don't know.
Who?
I don't know, because I can't be saying names. I've just heard things, but I don't know if it's facts, so I'm not going to give
Sorry,
you
you've
your
come
media,
here for this
you and your media, all your kind of gossip.
That's why you're here.
I speak the truth when it happens.
I've heard that Georgia Stanway's leaving.
Oh, I hadn't heard that one.
Maybe I made that up.
Aye, you must have made that one up. I hadn't heard that.
Maybe I did make that.
But should have got Lauren Hemp on a long-term contract now. She's one you want to keep, so...
I sat next to... you were there as well, Lisa Evans, at the Arsenal game a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
She was saying how Lauren Hemp is unplayable.
Yeah, she has a joke. I mean, try and think. If I have to play against her, I'll probably just take her out in the tunnel before the game.
Right, that would be absolutely fair. Very much so looking forward to the final day of the season. It all comes down to Arsenal and Chelsea and what they're going to do. The fact that it's possible, that it is possible on this last day of the season, for me, anything can happen. And I keep having these thoughts, Roosh, that Arsenal will win the league in the final minutes because Chelsea will slip up against Manchester United because Manchester United are so good. And if they can stop Chelsea on the last game of the season, it's just everything.
So what happens if there's a draw in that game and Arsenal were to win? Arsenal win?
Arsenal win the league. If Chelsea...
50-50, if, hold on, do my mathematical skills.
Arsenal need to take all 3 points, but if Chelsea only get a point, Arsenal win the league if they get all 3 points.
Wow, imagine. But the thing is...
And then...
The thing is, it could happen. Arsenal right now don't even want to think about it because I think they're just like...
They've got West Ham.
They have to just prepare for free. Like, that's it. They're second. They've not won the league. Chelsea have won the league. But, I mean, I'm sure there'll be somewhere like very deep down to feel like that. Just imagine. But they don't want to really think about it because it just hurt too much when Chelsea win and they're celebrating. And
let's reflect on the North London derby on Wednesday. Fair play to Arsenal, fair play to Jonas Edeval. I thought perhaps Spurs could have thrown a spanner in the works, but Arsenal were...
I was a wee bit... I don't think Arsenal were really... I don't think they got out of third gear, to be honest. They done what they had to do. I was a wee bit disappointed by Spurs because you see their team and how well they've done this season. I just wanted a bit more from them. I don't know what it was, but they've got some players and maybe they didn't turn up or do play as well as they could have. Was that down to Arsenal, like, stopping them? I don't know. Obviously Arsenal dominated the ball. They were almost likely to do that. They've done enough. But by the way, what about Caitlin Ford's goal? I didn't realise how good it was. I was like, oh, what a finish. The control. Didn't realise that. I was on the tube home, got off the tube, and I was like...
It was that first touch when she... How do you...
She slapped it down
with her foot.
Like, where she put her kind of studs up and just a wee tapped down. Just tapped it down and just... But it was like... She was like, just in training mode. Good like, time. I'm having fun. I'm at, doing the park with my pals. Mm. Scoring bangers. Yeah. That's what she was doing. So
she's unbelievable.
I'm really happy for her. Really good. Happy
Why?
For her.
Why?
Because I think right now when you're in the Arsenal team, you get maybe... Oh... there's like you've got the top dogs, you know, we all know who they are. You've got like your Vivs, your Bevs, your Kims and stuff, and they're always probably getting a lot of plaudits, a lot of credit, and rightly so, shall we add, because they're quality phenomenal. They always show up and do their bit each week. But Caitlin is a grafter, but she's got quality too, but she works and works her socks off, so I think she can go a wee bit unnoticed at times. But there you go, she can show. She showed before,
yeah.
But it was just nice for her on the occasion at the Emirates to score a goal with such quality. And she got another goal, just like hunting ready. We fox in the box, taps it in, but she's still there in the right place. But our second goal was magnificent.
Yeah.
Well done, Caitlin Ford.
That's good to hear, because funnily enough, I had the conversation with Jamie, my husband, when I was watching the game. I was like, I don't think Arsenal appreciate how brilliant she has been all season. She shows up every time, and she has scored quite a lot of goals in this season. Again, when we're more prepared, you will have the stats for me, how many goals per game ratio. But
is everything okay in your marriage? This is what you were talking about.
We're talking about Caitlin Ford. I think she's brilliant. I think she's so good. Yeah. And that touch, I mean,
that was
like,
ridiculous,
what
really.
A goal. What no,
that
a goal.
Was, that
like,
was...
It was almost a bit naughty.
I'm kind of like, though, if somebody else had scored that, I don't know if
It'd
I'm allowed
everywhere.
To say this. Yeah, I need to watch what I'm saying, because I get into trouble for what I'm saying, and I don't mean that. But if it was maybe a...
English
a,
player. If it were Beth Mead. For Beth Mead.
Well, yeah, if it was like a Beth or one of the... A Beth England or... I'm trying to think of... An Ellen White. But I understand, because we are playing football in England, in the English league, they're obviously going to hype up their English players, and that's absolutely fair. But I just think, I think that goal was actually ridiculous. Yeah. She should maybe got a bit more. I mean, she probably doesn't need the praise. It's fine. I'm just saying you would have heard a lot more if it was.
Yeah,
am I in trouble for that?
No, it's good.
I don't mean this like that.
I think this is what we need to hear more about. And I think with the women's Super League growing, not for us, you know, it's always been big, but how it is actually grown in terms of, you know, in the media and on the telly, you're seeing a lot more of it. We're hearing the coverage on the radio. The first year of that Sky, WSL, BBC deal, I believe, has gone very well. So next season, I think it's going to be better again. That we need to hear these kind of home truths. And one of the things I think I'd like to see more of next season is definitely not condoning violence by any matter of means, but a little bit more aggression. Little bit more fire. And somebody who brought that in abundance was somebody you know too well, was Katie McCabe. Coming in on the North London Derby, she was subbed on at about 65 minutes, 67 minutes. And within 3 minutes had a yellow card, nearly got in a scrap with that Clemeron. For Spurs.
Clemeron.
Zardowski put on a bit of a naughty tackle on... I've just said naughty twice, I don't like that.
Green, it was Josie Green.
Oh, I thought it was Zardowski.
No.
Josie Green put a tackle on Leah Valti, which, to be fair, could have been a leg breaker on another day of the week.
Do you know what? I don't think that girl, I don't know her, but I don't think she's got a reputation of being a dirty player or anything like that, but...
It was the North London Derby.
I think, got a bit carried away, maybe lost the head a wee bit, and she's lucky. Leah's lucky and all, so...
Yeah, Leah's
sure
absolutely fine. But to see those tackles, to see the aggression coming out, to see the kind of... The rage from Katie, from Clemeron. So Katie kicked the ball off.
Aye. Katie was getting on that she'd done nothing. I was like, you'd done something.
She absolutely riled.
Yeah, she booted the ball off. It wasn't
that
bad.
There's this unbelievable picture. You can Google it. It's actually my favourite picture. I can't even show you it because my phone's filming. But Katie is like almost fist up. And there's a line of 8 Spurs players. As if she's getting ready to take on them all. And to me...
You'll do nothing.
But she won't. It won't get to that point. Nah. But seeing that, I'm like,
no,
yes.
It's a bit of passion. And that's you get teams that people look at it differently. I think the Arsenal team are very, like, there's probably Katie and Leah Williamson to a certain extent. they're up for a bit of, no, like,
hag.
Yeah. And you like to see it, but you get maybe other people. And I actually think Arsenal need a wee bit more of it. I'm not saying that whingy games, but I think Chelsea know that they can get stuck into Arsenal, and there's only a couple of them that might. I'm not saying they you don't want them losing their head, so I get you need to be in control of your emotions, but I do think it's okay to show a wee bit. It goes back to the old school days of Roy Keane and Vieira. That was the...
That's what I'm talking about.
That was the...
That's what I'm talking about. So, no, okay, they did get in fights. That's what I'm saying. We're not condoning any sort of violence, but actually seeing a bit of aggression, a lot of fisticuffs, a lot of handbags at dawn, I kind of live for it. I think it's brilliant to see. I think it's fun. I like to see... Not cheating either, but, you know, the hamming up of the injury, the, you know, the fouls, you know, we're all on about. Come on, see, like, yeah,
I'm not into that, the fouls, and no, I'm happy for them to be tough challenges. You're in a match. I don't need people rolling about. Now that actually just does my nutting. So I'm not for that at all. But yeah, I do think we need to bring the sort of passion back, the wee bit of aggression, and, you know, you just can have a wee scuffle. Nobody's losing the rag. But yeah, I think it does make it fun, interesting.
Which player this season going 1v1 with or going up against has riled you, who's made you feel your blood boil, made you think, I want to... any player in particular from any side?
Do you know what? Yes. One, but it's all... Nothing really happened, but she's a good player. Great work rate. She probably did, like, is a bit of a... Again, goes unnoticed at times, but she's a great work rate at that. Spurs girl, Percival.
Rhea Percival.
Aye, but she's just always the wee mouth at the pitch saying stuff. Now she's always there. I'm like, oh, you fuck off, then. but you don't mind that because she's doing her job for her team. Do you know what I mean? So it's good.
Do you think you get under the skin of others?
Sometimes, but not as much now because I used to be a cheeky wee...
Madam.
Oh, yeah. I used to love getting in the... Getting to be, you know,
first
war of words in. Yeah, that was fun. And then once I go, I can't stop, and it's spitting off the tongue. And I'm funny and all, so it's good. It's good.
Risha once told a referee to brush her teeth.
I didn't tell the ref. I don't think I told the ref.
I think you've told.
I've said stuff to the refs before, but even that I've cut out. I don't get booked for arguing with refs anymore. I've come a long way. I really have.
Well,
really matured.
And Katie's gone the other way. She's now inheriting your anger.
Do you know I've been on, I don't again, Stat Queen, not me, but I've been one game away from suspension for like the last, I don't even know, I'm going to say 6 or 7 games, and I've not been booked.
That's incredible.
That is incredible.
What's the, do you have to then go out thinking to yourself, I can't get booked, stay on your feet, don't tackle on the ground?
A point though, like, so when it was, again, at the start of it, I'd kind of accepted, well, I'm probably going to get booked and then I'll miss a game, fine, and I just hadn't get booked, but then it was like, so from the last 4 games, I've been very aware, and I've been like, oh my God, I can't get booked because I'll miss the next game. That's been in my head, so I've been aware of it. So I've been like, okay, what will I do? And it's just been, I'm not going to tackle. I'll just stay on my feet, and just that's it. So I've been kind of aware. I've got a habit of when I get close to people, I grab them a lot. So as soon as I like grab them, I'm letting go. I've been quite conscious, and I've just stayed on my feet and going, I can't tackle.
Yeah.
And here we are. Anyway, missed the last week's game through injury. But
that was
now,
an absolute
so
battering, by the way. 7-0, Arsenal beat Villa. I was sitting there like, I support Arsenal today.
I mean, it's probably sorry. Good that I wasn't playing because I'd have probably two-footed somebody out of pure frustration in the end.
Yeah.
So and I'd have missed the last game. So it's probably worked out great.
Apart from that result. Let's focus on your last game of the season because I think we have to take this moment to wish Birmingham all the best.
From this moment, I have been raised. From this moment.
Why are we singing?
Shania, you said from this moment.
All right.
Sorry.
I said take this moment.
All right.
I gotta take this life
and make it evergreen. Sorry.
Sorry.
Good.
Got laryngitis. Birmingham.
Yeah,
they've gone down swinging.
They're gone.
That was an absolute battering from Manchester City. What? But do you know what? All in the second half, within 30 minutes, City got 6 goals. They're the most clinical team in this league, I've no doubt.
But that's because, what did we just say? We just said teams. So Birmingham played Chelsea last week, whenever it was. 1-0 penalty, and again, it was a questionable penalty.
Yeah.
Right? Birmingham going, play my City. popped 6-0.
I know.
It's just they can, they just, they're so good at what they do. They play good football, man.
Yeah.
And so what are you saying?
But Birmingham, to hold them off for a full 45 minutes, they defended for their lives. What happens at half time where it all falls apart? Like, how is it, just the momentum changes?
I've said it before, sometimes half time absolutely kills the teams that aren't as good. We struggled with it at the start of the season too, and I remember last season we struggled with it a lot. We were holding teams to 45. It's like you would go in for the break and it would just kind of, it would actually just like stop the, I don't know how to explain it.
Just
relax. And you knew, though, coming out, you're like, right, we need to stay in the game still. We need to stay in the game. And then you can see them like the 47th minute and you're going, and then it's the floodgates open.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's something we have to get better at, something we won't get better at when is the teams, the lesser teams are getting better. I think if we keep working, we're working at this level and we're hopefully one day going to catch. Again, it's a lot to do with money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these top four teams have got a budget, they've got a big budget. Is it part to do with that? I don't know, but it's something that the lower team, I was going to say lesser teams, excuse me,
yeah,
the lower teams have to get better at,
yeah,
and make it more competitive.
It's almost where Kenny Shields' comments were like, you know, the Northern Ireland comments, mm-hmm, about women conceding more goals because you get emotional. In that instance, I was like, City get more emotional because they've scored one, and then their emotions turn the other way. They become like galvanised and off
they're just,
they go.
Yeah, confident.
They're relentless then when, mm-hmm, they get the first goal. Like I say, anytime they've won a game this season, it's by 3 goals at least.
Yeah.
That's unusual. Mm. You know, they're attacking all over the pitch.
It's also actually harder for a team to score more goals in the second half than in the first.
Well, so that's unusual what Man City have done.
Yeah, it doesn't always, well, it's not unusual, it happens, but it is actually harder. But normally you score more goals in the first half and then you sort of drop off in second. But they've come out and, I mean, that did happen last week, our game too. Arsenal put 5 byes in the second half. Anyway.
It's
what
bad.
Can you do?
What can you do? But Birmingham are going down. That's it. They've been relegated, yeah, off to the Championship. One of the founder clubs of the WSL. I've been talking about
this
it
the
a
first
lot.
Time.
Is
yeah.
it?
Yeah. The first time they've been relegated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they've been up here for 11 years.
Yeah. Well, since the WSL has been years, going. Yeah.
So they've, wow, they've gone down. But
it's just, you know, I'm going to say it's a sad day, and I feel shouldn't be saying this because we bought them on Sunday.
Say
we got you on Sunday. And obviously I've got a few mates in the team, good girls, so you care for them. Some of them are probably in contract, some of them aren't. It'll be interesting to see what happens, but there's a good group of girls there. You know, they're a nice bunch, they work hard, they've done the best they can, and they've got some great results along the way. It's just a shame they've not got enough points, but
they've had more managers, mm-hmm, than wins.
But yeah, but that's in to me season. that's the club. The club have still been at it. Are things going to change? I don't know.
Well, they're too late now.
They've said it's got a bit better, but they still needed more. They shouldn't, with the history they've got and the players that they've had, that's team before, I just don't think they should be in this position. But again, this can happen in football, I guess. But it would just be nicer if you knew that the club had done more and gave them more.
But we know the club haven't. They changed the manager. I think, mm-hmm, that did show a sign of like, mm-hmm, we're trying. They brought in back in Marcus Bignall, who knows that club, who knows the league. So yeah, they have done something right, and then they started to grind out some results. You know, there were some good moments from Birmingham, but in a whole, you know, this league is flying. This league is progressing. If you're not going to stay up with it and catch up with it and invest in it and make it better and move your team along, well, then there's only one place you're going to be going, and that's down, and that is where they're going next season. Birmingham off to the Championship. Let me ask you a couple of players that you do know. Louise Quinn, what's she doing?
Don't know. I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I don't
She's
know.
Been outstanding
some people
this
are.
Season.
Yeah, look.
Outstanding.
Lou's a defender, so she will put her body on the line and do what she can.
But
and
she's scoring as well.
But that's Lou. Set pieces, she's up. She's great in there. That's it.
Mm.
That's a lot of her goals at Ireland is set pieces, up she comes.
Yeah.
You just that's it. You're Lulu up, you get.
And bless her. Christy Murray, do you know what she's doing?
I feel like Christy is out of contract, so I don't know what she's going to do, what her plans are. Obviously, everyone keeps us quiet right now. I guess everything will be, what, in a month's time, in a couple of weeks' time, well, yeah. There's going to be movement.
Do you know something?
Movement? I don't know anything.
Do you know any transfer?
I actually don't know anything.
You're useless.
No, but everything's been
I'm going to get Katie on here. She knows stuff.
Do you know who signed the new contract?
Steph Cantley.
She did. But who else?
Do you want to see the bat?
You've seen it. I thought you've not seen this, have you?
I did. Yeah. I saw it today. Because what they did, actually, which was, I think, classy from Arsenal men, is that they put the both managers up there together at the same time, and Mikel Arteta and Jordi Cedeval signed their contracts. Mikel Arteta, it surprises me slightly, because if he doesn't finish top four...
Well, it shows that
he's got his 2025 contract. I thought they would have waited until he finished top four for that. But anyway, that's a story for another time.
They're showing faith in what he's doing. I do think he can take that club further.
Yeah, I think so too. He should be. He's got no other competitions to focus on. It just shows you how far Arsenal are from playing at the level that they used to play at. You know,
same as United, isn't it? Cass, this is the hang with money, but this is when the women's game's got to get it right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't want to end up. We can learn. We can learn.
Yeah.
From the men's game.
Yeah. This weekend, enjoy the final weekend of the WSL. What would you like to say to the fans that have supported you through the first season of this new journey, this new chapter in women's football?
I would like to thank the fans for... thank you, I guess. Thank you. I can't believe we're...
It's been a couple of years.
Tomorrow is our last day of training of this season. And then it's the last game of the season.
Yeah.
It's mental. Hi, Dad.
Dad's just come in to say hi. We're just finishing our stream and he's brought Chinese food.
Yeah, no, just thanks. Thanks to everyone for supporting the game. I think you've seen what we've spoken about, like the views that we've got in the women's sport now.
60,000 listens, by the way, to this podcast. So we're podcast, hoping that's going to happen on YouTube as well.
I was talking about the women's sport in general, but something like 58% of them were tuned in to watching WSL. So that is incredible. Thank you.
I'm more focused on the podcast.
We need you, fans. We need you.
And enjoy the final game of the season.
Enjoy your summer.
I'm going for Arsenal.
It's Chelsea. Sorry, I don't. Well, Chelsea.
We're going to do this again and we will find out what happens very soon. Have a good weekend. Bye-bye.